Learning the laws of Shabbos and Siman Reish Nun Beis is entitled Din Melachos Hamutarim Basura Mohaschil Be'er Shabbos. There are certain things that one is allowed to do before Shabbos. Kedei Shehei Nigmar B'Shabbos, even though it's going to continue into Shabbos. So the Mechaber begins, Mutter l'haschil b'malacha b'erv Shabbos, samach l'chashecha, you can do a malacha, it's not Shabbos yet, and it's almost sunset, it's almost dark. Afal pi she'enu yochel l'gamra mibod yom, even though you know that act that you have completed, you're done, but now on its own, it's not going to be finished up. Hi nigmeres mi'aleha b'Shabbos, and it will be completed on Shabbos, kigon. L'ishros diyo, b'mayim v'heim nisharim kol ha-Shabbos, that a person soaks some type of an ink, which we're going to discuss more specifically in the Sefer, what that means, into water, and by diluting it, this is something which continues to occur on Shabbos. V'loseis unin shel pishton l'tanur k'dei shis labnu, a person puts bundles of flax and you put it into an oven in order for to this process of whitening. And even though you just put it in there and right before Shabbos, and this process is continuing on Shabbos, it's permissible. Furthermore, he says, Mutter lifros mitsudos chayv ofos v'dagim v'heim nitsodin b'Shabbos. You can take a bunch of nets and traps right before Shabbos, and you lay them all out in order to be able to catch fish or poultry, birds, whatever, doesn't matter. Even though there's a very good likelihood that on Shabbos they will be trapped. You can't trap on Shabbos, but I'm not the one that trapped. I put the traps out, and that's permissible. So, with that said, just to spend a few minutes going into the basics of these halachos, it's brought down in the Sefer, the 39 halachos, the following. He says, under most conditions, one is permitted to start a malacha before Shabbos, even if this will activate a process that will continue through Shabbos. The Torah prohibited only the initial malacha act on Shabbos, not the process of the malacha that follows on its own momentum. And he gives a few examples, and we'll discuss just for a couple minutes, some practical situations which are permissible. First of all, we know that a person is not allowed to plant, or to help plants grow. One is not allowed to water their garden on Shabbos. However, he says that one may leave a lawn sprinkler running on Shabbos if the act of watering was completed before Shabbos. He says you're not allowed to turn up the water to increase the water flow because that is going to be a prohibition of sowing. However, he says that one is certainly allowed to turn off the water. If you have a sprinkler that's running and you're like, you know what, I shouldn't have it running, you're allowed to turn it off because reducing the flow of water to the plants, that itself is not a malacha. Causing it to grow faster is a malacha. Turning it off, the water fountain, is not an issue. Furthermore, as we mentioned in the Mechaber regarding dyeing, one may leave fabrics or materials soaking in a dye solution over Shabbos, as long as the material being soaked is not touched on Shabbos and nothing else is done to enhance the dyeing process. It also brought down the Mechaber, we said, trapping. One may set traps before Shabbos, even if he fully expects that animals will be trapped on Shabbos. And he says, as a general rule, one may begin a malacha just before Shabbos, as the Mechaber said, samach l'chashecha, as long as the initial malacha act is completed before Shabbos. However, there are situations where this may not be completely permitted. It's not permitted midrabanan, rather, and that's something which we're going to discuss in the later sections of this siman. However, just to discuss three other ideas, then we'll stop regarding activating a malacha in a different time zone. The question that is often asked is: are you allowed to, for example, send a fax? Right now, it's not Shabbos, but if I send it to Eretz Yisrael, the person over there, their fax machine is going to be activated on Shabbos. So he says one may send a fax during the week to another country where it is Shabbos. And he also says that one may place a telephone call on Friday to speak with a non-Jew in another country where it's Shabbos for Jews. So if you would call someone who's not Jewish, who's in Israel at the time, and it's not yet Shabbos for you, that's not an issue. Accordingly, a Jew in New York may place a telephone call on Motzei Shabbos to a non-Jew in California, where it is still Shabbos for Jews. And this is the last paragraph, which we'll stop with. Melacha occurring in another time zone is permitted, because the Torah prohibition on melacha is determined by the Shabbos hours in the place of the person doing the melacha. It's where you are, not where the melacha activity occurs. It's not on the melacha where it is. And therefore, in other words, melacha on Shabbos is determined by the time and place of the one who performs the melacha, not by the time and place of the occurrence of the melacha. Therefore, the fact that a fax machine goes off in someone else's house, where that house, it's Shabbos, but you would have done the melacha, the whole melacha is by you putting in the fax and dialing. That other person didn't do anything. So the fact that you did it wasn't Shabbos, the fact that it was sent somewhere else where it is Shabbos, you didn't violate anything whatsoever.